It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Time now for your comments. Our inbox was full of praise for Elise Spiegel's report yesterday on how doctors influence the cost of medicine and why some doctors do many more procedures than others. In her report, back doctor Bob Keller explained why spinal fusions, an expensive and complicated procedure, had replaced an earlier, simpler, and safer operation.
The surgeons could charge more because they were doing these complicated procedures. And so they were putting the screws in. They billed for putting the screws. They were putting the plates in. They billed for putting the plates in. So you had a whole new high-tech procedure that was enormously attractive to spine surgeons. And it literally took off in this country. At the same time, as most good spine surgeons will admit, they had no research to support what they were doing.
Holm Bussler of Rochester, New York, says thanks to Elise Spiegel for highlighting a fundamental truth of the fee-for-service-based healthcare system, that more care isn't always better. Several doctors agreed with Bussler. So did one dentist.
And that's Stephen Cronister of Topeka, Kansas, who says his profession isn't exempt from greed, but there's also peer pressure, he writes. There's a huge push from manufacturers of dental equipment and materials and from dental practice consultants, all of whom pound the message into us that if each dentist isn't generating $1 million per year in their practice, then they are a loser and running a poor quality practice. Dr. Cronister continues, I think this has become so ingrained in this profession that most dentists truly believe a $1,000 crown is somehow better for the patient than a $200 filling.
But Rose Schneier of Austin, Texas, objected to our story. She's a pediatric endocrinologist. She writes, for every lurid procedure-oriented doc crying ka-ching with every slice of the scalpel, there are 100 physicians and mid-level providers who devote considerable attention to saving the patient's money and time. Dr. Schneier goes on to say, your reporters or the folks in Washington need to pay attention to us, the Rodney Dangerfields of medicine. Although we may not be performing the latest new wonder surgery, our knowledge, dedication, and compassion in the service of our patients are what keep individuals, families, and communities going.
Thank you for all your comments. You can send us your feedback at npr.org. Click on Contact Us.